Miss Sylvia, I did that very thing when we got married. Of course, I was barely 18 when we got married.
Yeah, I did too.
And I read Harlequin Romance. Because they were clean.
Not a good thing
Dear
to do.
Dear Lord, my poor husband, he had no hope. He had no hope of fulfilling all of that and being Mr. Casanova, you know, and sweeping me off my feet and bringing me roses every day and telling me how beautiful and wonderful I was. You know, that's what I wanted. Of course, I was still in the process of being healed up, you know, and so I really desperately needed it. And so I put so much pressure on that poor man. It's a wonder he didn't just explode from it. But you're right, we can't put that pressure on them.
Right, but we drive them away with our unrealistic expectations. They cannot stand the heaviness of that kind of responsibility. Another thing is, if we feel badly about ourselves, probably from wounding that we had when we were children, then we have unforgiveness against ourselves. That can be a barrier, just like unforgiveness against other people. Jesus died for all of us, and we can't afford to hold these things against ourselves, or we go in the cage just holding things against ourselves. So we have to let that part go. Complaining and murmuring is a judgment on God. We're saying, well, I don't have what I ought to have. And you know that the Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness, which was supposed to be an 11-day trip, because all they did was murmur and complain. One other thing is, sometimes a generational curse of unforgiveness and judgment will come down the family line. And if you came out of a family that just continually blamed each other and other people, it comes very naturally to you to always be looking for the bad. And God wants to change your heart. He doesn't want you living like that. So I wanted to point out that there's a lot of places where we really have to open our eyes and get our antennas up. To know that we are judging, ask for forgiveness, forgive ourselves, and then begin to forgive others.
That is so good. And in fact, this is a perfect time for us to have the Reset Your Mind segment. Reset your mind with the word is so important, because in Romans 12:2 it says, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's renovation, restoration of your mind. It literally changes it for the better. And so it's so important, I believe, to get the word. And I still believe in the old-fashioned memorizing scriptures. So our Reset Your Mind scripture this week is Matthew 6:15, which is, but if you don't forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And I love what you're talking about, the word forgive and the word of the week. It is something that you literally give. They don't deserve it, but you give it. Your forgiveness was not deserved, but it was given. That main word in there is give. It's to give it away. And that, I love that word forgiveness. It has several meanings, which you already brought out one. It means to send away, to bid going away or depart, to let go, to let it alone, to expire. See, there has to be at some point an expiration on your offense. You know, at 70 years old, you still can't be saying, I'm acting this way because when I was 14, my dad did this. No. You need to get loose from that and let it go. It's a sending away. It means to disregard, to leave, not to discuss. Well, that's, the more you talk about it, the more that thing stays stirred up
in your head over and over.
And what you're going to tell them, I'm going to tell them this, and I'm going to do that, or I should have done this, and next time, you know, and you're just having that discussion, or you're discussing it with other people, or I was real good because God has given me the gift of communication. I can communicate to that person that upset me up and down one side and the other like that and rip them apart, and they're standing there going, and I'm just like, no, I'm not going to do that. My tongue was not meant for that. I'm not going to discuss it. It means to give it up. Now, we're talking about forgive, to keep it no longer, to allow it not to hinder. And it means to leave or go away in order to go to another place. Listen, if you don't like the place where you're at right now, and we've got about 13 minutes left, and we're going to discuss more how you do it and pray for them, Miss Sylvia. But if you are in a place of unforgiveness and torment and memories and thoughts and words continuously cycling in and out and affecting your everyday life, well, you need to forgive by the power of the Holy Spirit and by faith and to let it go in order to go to another place. In other words, so that you are not continue to live and abide in a memory, in a situation that happened, or maybe it's continuing to happen right now. You do not have to participate in the offense. Mm-hmm. What do you say about that, Miss Sylvia?
Well, one reason why I wrote the other book, which was Would You Believe, was because we have so much wounding from our childhood, mm-hmm. and all of us have it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, there is no perfect family. So we all have a wounding that needs to be healed. And so when I begin to feel those ugly feelings of condemning somebody else for what they're doing, I've learned how to recognize that I am out of my peace. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing. God wants us to be living in peace.
Yeah.
Because through peace, we have authority on the earth. But when we get out of our peace, then we give Satan authority. So we got to recognize where we're at. Now I go to God and say, is there a memory from way back where I was hurt back then, and this person that has hurt me now has just stepped on my wounded trigger button? Help me to forgive the back there thing first. Then I'll be able to forgive the upfront thing.
The root
today.
Of it.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have to get to the root of it. Mm-hmm. And then I make sure that I'm not holding unforgiveness on myself, that I have accepted forgiveness for my judgments. Mm-hmm. And then I can move ahead to really forgive them. And I think that there are levels of forgiveness. I think God only gives us what we can handle. There have been times when I've forgiven and I felt like I've finished it. And then later on, all of a sudden, it kind of jumps back in again. And I realize that there was a deeper root that I hadn't got to.